Okay, Rabbi. Today we begin the third shiur in Yonei Hakofas Pas Harosh. And we mentioned yesterday the different shitas of how many hairs have to be left and that you shouldn't violate. We said that the Pas Harosh are the hairs by the temple, right in this area, and we paskin lahalacha that even to take away two hairs is a violation of the Isser. So you take away two hairs from this whole area on the either side, you violate the Isser of Hakafas Pas Harosh. Even though one could have said maybe the Isser is only if the whole thing is removed, because then you mashfe the whole payas. But no, we pass in l'chumra. The Beis Yosef says it's a big suffix. So suffix derais l'chumra, since the Tosefta says afil shtei sa'aros from the mokom of the peya. Again, the mokom of the peya, it goes from the end of the forehead and diagonally across from the back of the ear. So if you make a line from here to the back of the ear, from here to here, all this hair, we didn't discuss how far down yet. That's going to be the next year. But all this hair has to be there, and we paskin, even if you take two sa'aros from that makom, you violate the Isser. Then we discuss Rabbi Kivega's kasha. So Rabbi Kivega has the shaila we discussed. So how could you ever comb the pace? Because if you comb your hair over here, so then it's a psikreshe. The Gemara says a nazir, that a nazir is not allowed to comb his hair, because it's a psikreshe that he's gonna take away saros. So how can you ever? So if you comb, you brush your hair right over here, it should be isser, aser. And so Rabbi Kivega says this in two places. He says it in the Gilyon Hashas. He has this kasha on Shavuos and Darbeis, some beis and beis, and in the tshuva. So we never said the teretz that he gave in the tshuva, which Rabbi Tuchman was mechavin to. In other words, l'maisa, the Chasam Sofer writes that his Rebbe wasn't machmir on this, and lo matzinu, people not being machmir on this. So we said over the Chasam Sofer's teretz, that the Chasam Sofer's teretz is that midaraisa, meikir adin, all you need is shnei saros, or four saros to remain. And then midrabanon, you need 40 altsmar sayin. So memela, you're definitely going to have shnei saros there. You're never not going to violate the daraisa by combing your hair. So there's chumra midrabanon. So in that chumra midrabanon, they're not machmir on psikreshi. That was what the Chasam Sofer says. But Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, and he pointed out to me that Rabbi Kivager in the Tshuva gives this teretz, and that is basically the Sfek Sveka. Because we know there's a machlokis between the Rambam and Tosfos, is the din of Hashchosa of the Peyus, is that only Batar, or even Misparayim Ke'entar? Whereas when it comes to the beard, that Isser L'Kulei Alma is only Batar. Misparayim is Mutter. But when it comes to the Peyus, that's the machlokis. So we saw the Rambam sheet is that the beard and the payas are the same. This is only batar. And Tosfos sheet is that the isser is even misparayim keintar. So Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, and Rabbi Kivega says as well, is l'chor the heter to comb your hair, you have a sfeik sfeik l'kula. Because maybe the halach is really like the Rambam, that you need tar. And of course, a comb is not tar. And even if the halacha is not like the Rambam, that even if it's not tar, even misparayim or other things are usher, malakiyat rehidni, etc., is usher, but maybe the halacha is like the shitas that all you need is to have 40 saras or 4 sar, or whatever it is, memela, you have a sfeik sfeik lakula. But lamaisa, people are not machmir on this idea. Now, what I want to discuss today is another very important shaila, and that is, how long does the hair have to be considered that the hair is there? In other words, say you have a hair, and it's a very small hair. So we can sit, in other words, say you're cutting your pace. So how much do you have to make sure that you left a shear of the hair, that you didn't violate? In other words, what's considered that it's a violation of the issur? And it's relevant also for the beard. In other words, what if a person shaved with a razor every day? So shaving the razor is a deraisa. But what could one say that if he shaves every day with a razor, so the maisa, the hair didn't grow so much from one day to the next, so maybe he didn't violate an issur because it wasn't a shame sayer to violate an issur. So what's the orach of the sayer that it's called a sayer for these halachas? So the Mishnah in Nida on Nun Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah in Nida says, "Tinokas shaviyah shtei saros." So we know that there's a din of shtei saros. To be a gadol, you have to have shtei saros. It's not enough that you're 13 years old to be a bar mitzvah. You have to have 13 years of and one day. You have to be 13 in one day, and that means people make a mistake that they think it means the day after. It means that the day of your birthday is that one day. I remember my bar mitzvah, so if you know, usually people do their bar mitzvah on a Shabbos and they lane and they have the whole thing. So my year bar mitzvah, that Shabbos was the day of the birthday, bo bayom. So the halacha is, I remember we just spoke about with the rav of the community then, who told us the answer that's the day, like that's the day of the bo bayom. That's yud gimel shanim v'yom echad is bo bayom is considered the. Rabbi Berzon was the Rav then of the community. And Rav Shechter always points out that Mishnah Melech talks about this, that you need Yud Gimel Shonim V'Yom Echad. But that's not good enough. You also need Beis Aris. You need Beis Aris in order to be a Gadol. Now, we normally assume that there's a Chazaka that a Higiyah Bechlal Shonim, Higiyah Bechlal Simon. But that Chazaka we only rely on for the Rabbanans. So laning the Torah is only a din derabanan. So we let the bar mitzvah boy lane. And davening for the Amud is only a din derabanan. So we let the boy daven. But if he wants to do daraisa things, then we don't let him do it. Who says he's a gadol? We don't take a bar mitzvah boy to be an aid kedushin. And some are machmir, parsha zachar, discussion whether that's a daraisa or not. Some are machmir that he shouldn't lane Parsha Zohar if his bar mitzvah is on Shabbos Zohar, because who says he's a gadol? How do we know that he has the Shtei Saros? We're not gonna check to see if he has the Shtei Saros b'Mokom Erva. Okay, so the question is, what's the shear of the? So here, Tinoka Shevia Shtei Saros or Ocholetzes Ol Misyabemis. So Tinokas, if she's a woman is a tinokas, meaning she's a young tinokas. In modern Hebrew, tinok means like a baby. In the Gemara, tinokas just means a young kid. We wouldn't call modern Hebrew a tinok if he's 12 years old. We wouldn't call him a tinok anymore. But that's modern Hebrew. You understand? That's modern Hebrew. Here in the Mishnayos, a tinok means a young kid who's below the becoming bar mitzvah, below the, so tinoka shevia shtei saros. So once she has 12 years and now she has shtei saros, ocholetzes ol misyabemis. So then she's a gedola. She could do chalitza or yibum. Chayeves b'chol mitzvah samurus b'torah, and she's chayev b'chol mitzvah samurus b'torah. V'chein tinok shevia shtei saros. Tinok. Again, he's 13 years old. He's calling him a tinok. He's 13 years old, and he brings shtei saros. chayv b'chol mitzvahs hamurus b'torah. So he's chayv in all mitzvahs, and then he's v'roi liyos ben tzara umara. So he could merit this status of becoming a ben tzara umara. It's not easy to become a ben tzara umara. It's only the first 3 months of from your. I once gave a whole parsha here on this. You see the beginning. The beginning is always the. If you mess up in the beginning, we assume everything else is going to be bad also. So from 13, when he turns 13, he has shtei soros for the next 3 months. If he's acting in the way that the Mishnah says that there's a ben sor mora, so then Mishayavi shtei soros sheyakiv zkanatachim lo elyon, etc. And then he says, Tinokish avia shtei soros eini yicholu l'mayim. If you don't mention Yerba HaShachar, so it means if she brings shtei soros, you can't do mian. Because if your mother, your brother marry you off, it wasn't kedusha daraisa, so the woman could be mema'enis before she's a gedoyla, without a get. She could say, I don't want this marriage. If a father married her off when she's a ketana, that's kedusha daraisa. If it's just the mother and the brother, it's only kedushin rabbanan. But once she's a gedola, she can't be mema'enis anymore. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara here. So that's the first Mishnah, a Nun Beis of an Aleph. Then there's another Mishnah on the next page, a Nun Beis of a Beis. State in the Mishnah. Shtei Se'oros Hamuras Bepara Ubenegoyim Hamuras Bechol Mokom. So the question is, what's the shear of the soros? What's the shear? Where shtei soros, how big did the soros have to be? So there are three opinions. So here the Mishnah is talking about shtei soros amurus bepara uvenegoyim v'amurus bechol mokom. So para is the para aduma, right? That if the para aduma has two black soros, that passels the paraduma. So how big do these soros have to be? Negoim, if you have a nega, if you have a white spot on your body, so you become tzaras, but you need two white hairs in the nega to make you tamei. Amuras b'chol mokum, and you know other places. Amuras b'chol mokum. Rashi says b'tinok b'tinokus. Going back on the Mishnah that we just learned, that the din of fagadlus to make you a gadol or gdola. So what's the shear? So the first opinion is k'dei lokuf roshon le'ikron. It has to be big enough that you could take the end of the hair and bend it over to where the hair comes out of the face. Or wherever it is, where it's big enough that you can bend it over, the top can meet the root. Now that is somewhat substantial, because if you have a little stub, you're not going to be able to bend it over. It has to be somewhat of some length. We'll see. It's brought down. We'll see. That usually means the way it's brought down is a week. I think it's brought down. In other words, what it takes to grow in a week. So that amount, and that's the shear that it could bend over to. So anything less than that is not a sayer. It's not a sayer. That's one opinion. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lezong Mer Kedei Likrotz B'tziporin. It's the amount Kedei Likrotz B'tziporin. So this. We'll see the different opinions what this means. One opinion, simple opinion, is that it's enough that if you take your nail, say on your face, you'll feel it with your nail. So that's pretty small. In other words, as long as you can feel a stub with your nail, that's already a sayer. And when we say you need beisaros, so that's what you need. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kidei Shiyu Nitalos Bezuk. And Rabbi Akiva says it means the amount of hair that you can take scissors and cut. Words, obviously, if it's, you know, it has to have some length, whereas to be able to cut with scissors. So these are the three shiurim. Of kidei lakof rosh and leikron, kidei kritas tziporin, and kidei shinatel bezuk. Now the question is, so kuli alma lo pligi, that the biggest shiur is lakof rosh and leikron. That's the biggest shiur. The question is, what's the smallest shiur? So that's at first glance the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. As Rashi writes that the smallest shear is in the next Rashi Mishan Nikros Libetzi Porin. That's the smallest shear. That's the smallest shear. And the Rambam will see writes Natila Zug is the smallest shear. But what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So says the Gemara, Amar of Chista, Amar Amarukva, halacha kidive kulon lahachmir. The halacha is whatever is more chomer, whatever comes out to be a chumra. So in other words, if we're talking about to let a woman do chalitza, so we're not going to let her do a chalitza unless she has a big enough hair of kidei. In other words, sometimes the bigger hair is a chumra, sometimes the smaller hair is a chumra. In other words, so if you want you to let you do chalitza, right? So that's going to be mater halashuk. So then we're not going to let her do it unless she has a hair the size, a big hair. But say, if you want to passel a paraduma, so then the small hair is the chumra. Because then we say, as long as you have two small black hairs, that's good. And whatever comes out to be a chumra, sometimes a bigger hair is the chumra, sometimes the smaller hair is the chumra. So whatever comes out to be a chumra is how we follow. So that's what Rashi said. Lachmir, mishenikrus b'tzipor loba me'enes, or for mian. So the halacha is that if a girl was married off by her mother or brother, she doesn't need a get. If she wants to dissolve the marriage, it's only a marriage midrabanan, she just says, I'm a man'enes, I don't want. But once she's a gedola, she can't do mian. She just needs a get. So he says, so once there's a little bit, nikratzis b'tziporin, that's already a gedola for this halacha. Because then we say, maybe tach you're a gedola and you need a get. Right? So therefore we use the smaller shear. Lin chalitza, but chalitza, it's a chumra to require the bigger shear. Lin chalitza ad ikashir rabba de kulu. So this is the Mishnah and the Gemara on this topic. So you see that Rashi used the shear of Nikretzes B'tziporin to be the Mochomer Dik first, the smaller shear. And if you look in the Rambam of the Perish Mishnayos on page 3, you'll see he says differently. Amru B'shas Halacha Gidivei Kulam L'Achmir Dek Fishin Esavim Yush Ter Shars Adyun Yitolos Bezug Asher Hu HaPachos Shebishiur. So the Rambam of the Perish Mishnayos writes Beferish that Nitelas Bezug is the smaller shear. I mean, the Chasam Sofer discusses, as Rabbi Berger pointed out, what's the maybe in other words, maybe you could have two pshatim in what. Nikretzes b'tzipor. In other words, why did Rashi and the Rambam argue on this? What are they? So, if you take just a quick look in the Tshuva and the Chasam Sofer, on page. Page 14 here. Yeah, 14. page 14. He says, "Amishlal Melech Per Beis Miyishus Toma, Eich Nechbuku Gedolei Olam Rashi V'Rambam Mitzius." He says, "What's this machlokes? They're having machlokes. Which is the smaller shear? Is the Rashi says the kriyas tziporin, or the Rambam says the netila zug?" So he says a little strange. Which is bigger? They're arguing in that. So he says, "Vatosu Yodav Nida Tosu Misvara the netila zug ubatzir the Yosir Yochel Amin Yodav." So he says, "Lulei de mestafina, ha'isa omer de lo pligi b'metzias." In other words, he doesn't think it's a machlokas in metzias, because we don't never like to have machlokas in metzias. But he says he thinks maybe you could explain that the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam is what is the lashon kritza. Peish lashon kritza. The Rashi lo sfir le de lechos. Now he says the Rambam, he says pshat, a different pshat, that kritza siporin means, the way Rabbi Berg explained to me, to take two fingers, two nails, and be able to pull it with two nails. So then, that needs a certain length to be able to get a grip on it with two nails. So since Rashi learned kritza siporin means two nails, so Mela, Netila Zazug, probably is a smaller shear. Masha'en Kain, Shemenez HaKos of Tos Yonder, Yosin Ekelechos, Beis Sifseis Hazug, Mishnei Tziporna. That's what Tos Yonder is saying. Mestaber, okay, you can't have a little, the main Likros B'Tziporna, Loshen Rabin. Malva Likros B'Tziporna, Mashma Achiza B'Tziporna Echad. Right, that we said before. So he wants to say that maybe Rashi learned that it means with one nail you could just, if you just put it on the surface, if it'll catch in the nail, just like he says by a tzak in shal shchita, the Rav goes with his finger and sees if there's a crevice, it'll pick up on the, you know, on his finger, it'll get caught. So so in the end of the day, that, you know, that's what he's saying, maybe why they're arguing on which is the smaller, because maybe they have a different definition of what kritzat siporin is. Okay, now, the question is like this. So if you look, before we get to the question, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Paraduma, so the Rambam's consistent. You look in the Rambam in different places, on page 4, Paraduma, the Rambam will always go l'chumra, like the Gemara says. The Rambam's not always against the Gemara. He says, "Sor she'ishar min hamadim k'dei she'inatal bezug." And the she'kol sor she'inu tells bezug harei ki'ilu eino. "K'chim m'shnei soras levana she'shkor she'inu nukatim bezug." So the Rambam's l'shitaso what he wrote in the Perish Mishnayis. And there's not always a stira between the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah and the Perish Mishnayis. So here he's consistent. That's the chomer dikashita. So once the paraduma has shtei saros that in italis bezug, that's already no good. And then in Hilchas Saras he writes as well, on page 5, seir lovan, shu simen tuma b'saras. Right, you have two saros in the beharis. Ain pachas b'shtei saros. You need shtei saros. The kami you orkan yishin italis bezug, because that's the more chomer dicker thing to say he's tummy. But if you look in Naziris on page 7 in Hilchas Naziris, Dr. Rambam. So the Rambam writes over here that he doesn't work with Netila Zug here, because here the Chumra is to assume the biggest Shastir. In other words, that you only violate the Isser In other words, he says, as long as you still have kidei lokof rosh and likron, then you didn't violate this. You don't get malchus. Obviously, he doesn't say netila zug because we want to go lachumra. So here's lachumra that you have to make sure that you leave over. The nazir has to make sure that he has to leave over kidei lokof rosh and likron. So the question now is like this. We know the halacha is that the payas, you can't use a tar. And you can't even use Mesparayim Kein Tar, right? But you can't. We pass in Lalacha that the beard, the Issa is only Batar. That will have separate Shiurim in that. But the payas is Mesparayim Kein Tar. So the question is like this. The Rambam teaches Kein Tar means it has to be long enough that what? It has to be long enough kidei lokof rosh and likron. So if somebody would say get a haircut, and he'd get a short haircut, and the hairs, or even two hairs over here are short, and they're not kidei lokof rosh and likron, so one ketaina, that's not kein tar, because that's what the Rambam teaches what kein tar is, and memele what? So even though he has hair, the whole section here, he has hair. But he violated the Isser of Hashchasis Payas because it's not Kidei Lokof Rosh and Likron. So if you get a very short haircut, you could violate, and it doesn't have to be all the hairs. Even if you cut two hairs, and it's not Kidei Lokof Rosh and Likron. So the Rambam says it by Nozer. He didn't say it by Payas. It's true, like Rabbi Tuchman just pointed out, the Rambam sheet is that it's only by tar, so the Rambam's not going to say it there. But the question is, we who use the sheet, in other words, is there an Indian? The Rambam sheet is paced only also by tar, but we don't hold like that Rambam. We hold that ke'ain tar is already also. So now, what's the shear of ke'ain tar? So the Rambam, in other words, says the shear of Ke'en Tar is Kidei Lokof Roshon Leikron. Tosus in Nazir, here on the next page, page 8, on the end of the Tosus. The very two last lines of the Tosus. El Ke'en Tar She'oke Aseo Mashchiso Mikoro. So he has a different sheet of Ke'en Tar. That Ke'en Tar means Imamish, it's like literally, what is a tar? Tar mamish is mashkis, the whole seir. So ke'ain tar means kimat the same thing. Lokof rosh and likron is pretty big. So to say that if you did a little less than rosh and likron, that's ke'ain tar. So Tosis doesn't hold from that. Yeah.
So
is it? Let's see for a second. So who is the one who says the din by payas? So if you look in Shailas and through the Shol Shaal, we discussed yesterday, page 21, as Rav Shol Brach, one of the Gedolei HaPoskim. I'm telling you, write tremendous amount of svarim, Rav Shol Brach. I just taught one of I was teaching Hasanim, so one of the Hasanim I was teaching is a descendant of Rav Shaul Brach. So he gave me as a gift a Sfarim from Rav Shaul Brach on different. He wrote many Sfarim. So he says Bahagos looking at Tzadites on page 21. Bahagos Ksav Sofer LeYerideya Maybe Tshuvas Ksav Yad. So there's a tshuva of Ksav Yad. We don't have this tshuva. It's a tshuva of Ksav Yad that the Ksav Sofer had. You know, the Ksav Sofer, they say that, Rav Shach always quotes that the Ksav Sofer would write tshuvas, you know. So the Ksav Sofer had a Ksav Yad from his father. Shetzorach l'haniach mikol seir v'seir kidei lokuf rosho li'ikro. So the Ksav Sofer says that by payas, you have to be machmer, because the Gemara says, Halacha kedivei l'chumra, you always go l'chumra. So he says, you have to make sure to leave the shear of kedei lokov rosh and l'ikra. That's what the Chazam Sofer says. So that's the biggest chumrah that we're going to see here. That, in other words, every whatever the shear is, we didn't discuss yet how far down to that we're going to. That's the next shear. How far down it goes. Whatever shear of the payas is, you have to make sure that it's kidei lokof rosh and liikra. That could be another reason people have long payas. They don't want to, you know, migdar milsa, not you know. Because once you start cutting, you might not have shikidei lokof rosh and liquor. It's not so hard to not to have lokof rosh and liquor. But Rav Shaul Brach is questioning this. He says, so in fact, Rav Shaul Brach tzorch beer. In all the chasim sof tzorch laniach kach. Tabi giluch nazir kaim lon kaim galeach ke ein tar. Yesh gimel deis ma'ha perish ke ein tar. So we toys shir le'drachim mashkes gam shor sheyesh hasaros. Right, the din by Nazir is it's also kein tar. So we just saw the toisus. It means mamish very close. Mikri kein tar. Varosh kosev she megaleach somach lebaser havi kein tar. As long as you're doing it somach lebaser, that's kein tar. The Rambam sphere lane. We saw the Rambam that kein tar means what? If it's less kidei lokov rosh and likron. So you need the loy nich kidei lokov rosh and likron mikri kein tar. He says, "Ufiza halol adasa ram siyato einisur pefeis rosh rak betar," like Rabbi Tuchman was saying. In other words, the Rambam shita anyway is tar. Umash mechmir lesser b'misvaim ke itar wa pishita satoisus. Can I call upon him? Name is the day lahachmir shalugalech somach. In other words, he's saying, you know, we're not following the Rambam shita anyway. To be mitzarif the two shitas, to be mitzarif toisus the shita by the chumra of toisus that ke ain't tar is. Is that was the chumrah of Tosfos that to be mashchis the payas you don't need a tar even kein tar and use the Rambam's definition of what kein tar. He feels that you don't have to. He thinks it's too much to name it the day lahachmish alolgeh some of the aval hashay tzarch laanich the lokav rosh alikro sheishir ladas a Rambam menalei lahachmir kitar te chumri. He said, in other words, it's not necessarily stira. I mean, you could say that it's a safek. So in each case, we're being machmir like the Rambam, like Tosfos. That again, the Rambam sheet is that hashkosis peya is only with a tar. It's a gevaldik akula. So we follow Tosfos that it's not even not with a tar is also. When it comes to the beard, everyone agrees only tar. When it comes to the payas, the Rambam has a tremendous kula. It's only with a tar we saw. So we're machmir on like toisus that even kein tar is also. And then when it comes to the shear of what's kein tar, we're using the chumrah of the Rambam that it's the bigger, the more chumradika shear of kein tar. So he says, you know, manolei to be machmir based chumras.
Right, even though he also came to have his head, so it was just going to be awesome.
Yeah, why Tosis?
Because Tosis says as he mashkes to Ikara, which is clearly not like any of the sheets that's mean there. So both Tosis and the Rav are assuming that these are different sugyas. One is a din in shachting up.
Yeah, okay. Well, so we're going to get to that. So that's what the Chasam Sofer was machmir. Chasam Sofer was machmir on this that it should be k'day lokuf roshon leikra. Oh, so the next point is the following: that is there a hechrek to say that Mishnah in Nida has anything to do with pace? Maybe that's a separate din of what? Whenever there's a din that you need shtei soros, like nazir, like gadlus, so you need to have these shir. But maybe this din doesn't apply to payas bechlal. So take a look in the Maritz Chayis on page 16. Says the Maritz Chayis, Nechtav Tzidav Adi Perish Davke Betinok Betinokus Lod Tarsh Davkevin Gavkevin Yen Shkaz Adapeh. Was, what did the Mishnah say? That all these things are Muros Bechol Mokum. So what did Rashi Taich Bechol Mokum? Legabe Tinok Vitinokus. So he says, why didn't he say Peis? Lein Hashchas is a Peis Vazokan. Muchad Lein Yenze Ein Tzarech Shir. He says he doesn't think that you need a shear for. In other words, he thinks that it's not totally in that bechlal, that these shiurim have nothing to do with pace. V'chol makom nikra hashchasa, who efshar lomar came into this kind of mishnah shtei saros, neizeh hutzach lefarish shiurim benu bas lein hashchasa ein tzarich shtei saros. Etc. So it's mehechi tasi. Maybe it has nothing to do. Even though the way this the smag the Tosefta also has a din of shtei saros by payas that we saw yesterday, that there's a din of shtei saros by payas. But he's questioning the Maritz Chayis whether there's whether this din bechlal applies to Peis. Oh. If you look in the page 25, there's an article here in the Mesorah Journal. Look on page 26 with the arrows. And he says, Agav Yesh Lahaskir Shadas Hagrach. He's quoting here from Rav Chaim. This I've heard Rav Shechter say over from the Rav, from Rav Chaim. And he says, Sevel Gatel Shain Surah Lahashir Shield Kede Lokof Rosh Likro Bepeas Uvazokan. In other words, you don't need. In other words, the Lo Be'inu Sham Chefza Shal Seir. Elagedar ha'isur hu shalol ha'shchis v'shol ha'kif es ha'peis v'chol zman shemargishim es ha'seyer shemavir et posov alponov kol ki ha'gavno l'mikri ha'shchasas v'kof es ha'peis. So he says, as long as you're margish, meaning it's less than kritzas siporim, even less than Kriya. In other words, because we paskin halacha kidivei kulon lahachmir, so that would mean at least Kriya Tziporim. So he's saying that He doesn't think that this whole Mishnah Shaykh that was to that discussion. And as long as you can put your finger on it and you could be margish that there's something there, then that would be enough. And the Chasam Sofer, again, this psak from the Chasam Sofer is not, we don't have in the regular tshuvas. It's only from that tshuva in the, So now, well, technically we're not up to the beard yet. But the shilas of the beard come up to this discussion also. So there's a famous... I have in another packet the famous discussion in the poskim. Take a look. The first one to have it, I'll show it to you when we in the page 14 in the Chasam Sofer and in the Noda Yehuda. There's a famous Chasam Sofer in Noda Yehuda, which is relevant to this topic. So I figured, even though we're not yet by Zochan yet, but we should just mention it. So take a look at page 14. On the second column, the paragraph that begins Herachti. Herachti b'zeyan b'noda b'yehuda basas. Somebody has to know the Behuda. We'll take a look at that tshuva in a moment. This is the question. Could you do... This is the kutz. Everyone comes up with a kutz. Do like this. You want to shave with a razor. It's also to shave with a razor. How can you shave with a razor? So why don't you do this? Take scissors, cut your hair till it's less than... and then take a shaver, and so if you hold kidei less than rosh likro is not a sayer anymore, and then take a shaver and shave the rest off. That was the discussion. That was the discussion. Yeah, no one's going to approve of this in the end. So this is what the shoyal asked the Noda Yehuda. Kvar nigzu asoras ad shiur zuta. The shuv ikve asaras hanosarim hem ki ilu einam, he mutal hashchitz hanosar betar. He says, "Hine sheilazu lekucha mikizve harosh." What's kizve harosh? There was somebody forged a tshuvas harosh. There's a regular tshuvas harosh that we have. That's the rosh, and then there's another sefer called the besamim rosh, which is a forgery. But apparently, you know, it's quoted in the poskim. You know, Rabbi Kivega, it's quoted all around. Different things from the Sefer and the Psalm and Rosh. And whatever. It's quoted. But it's known to be a forgery. So that's why he calls it the Kizve HaRosh instead of the Kizve HaRosh. So the Sefer is Psalm and Rosh. He says, V'ata nechze anon l'shita smag v'shir tar b'shtei soros imkein hu b'chlal ha-mishnah. So that's what he's saying. If you hold like the smag that the Shia Tar is based Soros, so then there's a svara to say that it's Nichlal in the Mishnah, that all the, you know, even though Rashi says it's a Tidok Fatinokas, doesn't mean Lavdavka anytime. If there's a din of based Soros, Bechol HaTorah Kula, Hamuris Bechol Mokom. So Bechol Mokom includes that Tosefta. The Shia Tar Beshtei Soros, in Kenu Bechol Mishnah, based Soros Amru Bechol Mokom, Sheshir Zuta Ditu. In other words, he's saying that Lechora, you can still have, in other words, when you do it, you're still probably going to leave enough for Krisa Siporin, which you have to be machmir to the Kievsha Lito Bazugba Omekolkach, Kim Poshe Shechai Vachakach Avar Star. Elafilu im yavar sa'oras b'mshichas oran shemachlik l'gamre v'lo nishar shum dover b'yom shalachorav kvar tzamku kol shugi degris asimboran v'hu poshad v'yav shalahat yatar chakab b'shum ofen. Because he says that even if you use cream to get rid of the hair, so mamish gets rid of everything, and you want to shave with a razor the next day, he says even that would be aser, because whatever would grow even from one day to the next would be kidei krisat siporn v'upashut v'yevshel lahati atar achacha pashum ofen. So this shuva, this the Chasam Sofer says, they know the Behuda was asked this, right? And he says that you know it originally stems from that the Kizvei Harosh, and that's here in Siman Pei on page 17. And he's writing it to a Chashev Rav, by Rav Amuthlo Moreno Wolf Siegel, Baskevitz. Adasta Shashol B'Chochmim Yesh Limtso Heter Agalech Hazokin Tchila B'Misparayim B'Chagu L'Havir Tar Al HaBosar B'Kom Shehoyah Hasar Adas Ma'alosu L'Hatir Tam Shabtchila K'shu M'Galech B'Misparayim Yesh Giluach V'Ein Hashchosim B'Chakir B'Eis HaVoros Hatar Yesh Hashchosim V'Ein Giluach V'Sholo B'Daito Chakir Shekvar Huvar Haseyar V'Dei Misparayim Lo Shakrak Ikve Hasaros V'Ein Ktanim V'Ein Magim V'Dei Nitiva Zug Shach Bem Giluch. Very right as a medieval Ram Hostumus Saras. Sir Eshlam Shukadel Tila Sazug, Mise Yotsam Los Lodun, the Dover Chodesh, the Falkam Shaim Behem Shir Hazel, Lo Shach Behem Shaim Tiglachas. So that was the question. So he also rejects this. He also rejects this. And in his course of rejection, he also suggests as well, that maybe this whole din doesn't apply to the whole Mishnah doesn't apply to this case to payas. Look on the page 18. In kasha al tana de basnisa shemesh hiskel shtei saoros hamurz lam hiskei aminin shtei saoros havalei meima shalor. Why does he have to say shtei saoros? Why doesn't he say saoros? Because in the Mishnais you don't have only that Tosefta. They say, Rak beparo negoyim uben ubas. Vekulu nizker behu shtei saros. Al peyas hazakon, which only in the Tosefta we find that lashon. Shaloshayach behu minyan hazakon lo kiblus shir zeklal. So b'meil, if that's the case, then there's no shir, but anything, even less than krisat siporin. In other words, this thing, you know, we're saying that that doesn't apply, that Mishnah, so it could also be a Chumrah also here, that he's using it as a Chumrah, that even a little bit, you use a razor, even if you have a little bit, it'll be a problem. So there's one last point that we'll make today. There's another famous tshuva in the Noda Behuda. And a famous comment that he made. It's about shaving on Chol HaMoed. He wants to give a heter to shave on Chol HaMoed. Carefully over here is to use, you know, today people shave themselves. In the old days you went to the barber to get a shave. Some people still do that. And we know that there's heterim, if there's a poyel onish, ein lo mal yochol, he's allowed to do certain things on because he ain't lo mal yochal, so he could work in Chol HaMoed to get some money. So let the poyel ani shelo yochal give the shave in Chol HaMoed. So he writes a line here that no the Behuda. And he wants to be made on page 12. But he says, this is an unbelievable line here. And you'll see there's an unbelievable line in the Noda Behuda, an unbelievable line in the Chasam Sofer. Okay, you ready? See, fasten your seatbelts. Batam komus belibi, v'lo'ucha legaloso, im yafzir lo ashim. He says, I have a private reason why I want to give this heter. And if even someone nags me, I will not tell the reason. That's what the Noda Behuda says. Tam komus, I will not tell the reason. Oh, so now there's an unbelievable line in the Chasam Sofer. Unbelievable line in the Chasam Sofer. It's good to know all the Chasam Sofers and know the Behudas. And all the Shol Shals as well. Let's face it. So comes the Chasam Sofer. The page of the Chasam Sofer. 15. He has a private reason. So says the Chasam Sofer, "Vani holech Rachel, who megala sold. I'm going to reveal the reason. Vani holech Rachel, who megala sold. So what's the reason? He says, "He ba'avodaseinu rabu hamashchisim ba'om betar v'migdal zekonam b'chol hamoed yekidei lokov rosho li'ikar v'shuv acha yontav yashchiseu betar v'ovrim alkam alavim dorais." He says the reason why the Noda Behuda wanted to get people to shave in Chol HaMoed, because he says all these balabatim were shaving with razors and they wouldn't listen not to. So better shave in Chol HaMoed with a poil shame lo yochal. At least he'll always be clean shaven, and mele he won't have a shear. He won't have a shear, and mele he won't violate at least the daraisa of shaving. So better have him shave on Chol HaMoed, so he won't. So that's what he thinks is the tam komus is. So he writes like this. Okay, tov lahat yisur de rabbanim b'chol hamoed shelo yismuch asoros kol kach. Latami ozer shelo motzot tshuva maspekas lashoel b'sim pei hanal. So in other words, he's explaining the way Rabbi Berger pointed out to me. In other words, b'chor it's so what we just said in the Noda Behuda. Because we just said in the Noda Behuda that he holds that the Mishnah really doesn't, the Mishnah in Nida doesn't really apply to Payas and Zakon, like he said at the end. So then if that's true, then this kula. So what he's saying here, right, like Rabbi Berger pointed out, is that he's saying that Chasam Sofer said he just said that as a dechia, but really he holds there could be some validity to that. And then, but then he points out himself. But you can't matter everything, because in the end, even if you do it on the last day of Chol HaMoed, but until Motzai Yontif, you'll definitely have a shear. And the assumption was of the, but if you hold that the Mishnah does apply, so then you just have to make sure you don't have a kritzas tiparim. You don't have a kritzas tiparim. So that could be a reason why. And then there's a discussion: is there a kritzas tiparim from one day to the next? But that was what the Chazam Sofer says. Ani rochel agala sod. And but it's not so pashut. What he was saying, but right. In other words, if you would have by a beard, by what?
Meaning, like I said,
by the beard.
Meaning, you should have to leave enough. Meaning, you should be also.
You mean all outside that the mission has nothing to do?
No, outside
the
mission
has to do. Right.
Then you should not be allowed to cut. Meaning, if I cut, I should have to leave the lachuk.
Right, because you have to go b'chumra.
But if I have less than the lachuk, I start out with the less than.
Also, me to do the rest.
Right,
because it's, we have to be machmir for kritza tzipar.
Right. So, right. So what's gained here? Meaning, what are we.
Unless you assume that will be gained is that if he shaves every day during Chol HaMoed, then he won't have any have kritza tzipar. Even though the way the Chasam Sofer verbalized it is kidei. But maybe that's what he means, that you won't even have. Well, because they lock of lachumra by pace. By pace, you need the bigger shear because you need with machmer. Halacha get
the
very cool
and
lochah.
Well,
whatever the halacha is, in other words, in pace, the chumra would be to make sure that all your makom peah is kedei lockov.
But
by the beard, so then the chumra is to assume that even if you have kedei krisas. Tziporin, there's still an issur to be mashkesed, because kidei krisa tziporin is a shame seyah. So if you're gonna take a raise on that, you're gonna.
But everyone agrees that you could cut. For a second, the beard is only also tar. Right.
So whatever a tar does, that's what's also every tar does until that's what's planted.
Right.
So you're gonna
say that Mishnah has application to
pits,
but
why
not have application to beard?
Yeah, so he's saying maybe it would have an application to beard also, because if there's nothing there. So there's nothing, you know, so you're not doing anything. So then you would mashkis could decrease the sephora.
That's what cool off, because we're saying that less than that is enough.
And less than that, right. That means you need a shear. Right. So it's also a cooler.
It's also cooler than that.
Right. Okay, so Lamaisa, there's, in the poskim in Hilchas Peis, like Rav Abadi said to me, you don't find in the poskim that they talk about this shiur of the, in the Shulchan Aruch about kidei, of Saaros and Hilchas Peis. He just Rav Abadi said he doesn't know from shiurim in Hilchas Peis. He just knows the din of Kein Tar is also. So that's a question. But there is this machmeshita the Chasam Sofer to make sure to leave over kedei lokof rosh hamid. Okay. Well, daven mincha.